City of Carrollton could be closer to lowering the speed limits on a pair of well-traveled residential streets. Back in August, the city decided to ask the Georgia DOT to conduct speed evaluations for both Rome and Cedar Streets after at least one councilman noted receiving numerous concerns from constituents in regards to public safety. Seems that drivers use both roads frequently as cut-throughs to avoid busier roads, and some residents worry that the speed they do so is too high. Current speed limits for Cedar and parts of Rome are set at 35 miles per hour. City Councilman Rory Wojcik has pointed out that the limit set for these two historic residential streets is the same limit set for parts of Bankhead Highway, and the streets are very different in structure. City Manager Tim Grizzard will present the findings of the DOT's speed evaluation during this evening's City Council meeting. Carroll County government this week could join other counties within the Coweta Judicial Circuit in asking that local legislative delegates request a circuit boundary altercation study for the CJC. County officials would also like to confirm whether or not a circuit split is feasible by providing additional state assistance and resources without significant resources being required by Carroll County. According to county documents, both Coweta Judicial Circuit District Attorney Herb Cranford and Carroll County Sheriff Terry Langley have been consulted, and both believe it would be in the best interest of the administration of justice and the citizenry, both in general and those directly impacted by the court system, to split the CJC. Carroll County government initially believes that the split being most beneficial would be the creation of a new circuit consisting of Carroll and Heard counties and leaving Coweta, Troop, and Meriwether in the CJC. The 15th annual fundraiser for the Carroll County Soup Kitchen, Empty Bowls, occurring later next month. That event showcases thousands of bowls made by local artists, students, and volunteers that have been made over the last year, as well as an abundance of soup made by local restaurants. Patrons will receive one bowl and a serving of soup for their donation, and the single serving of soup comes with a sobering lesson about hunger.
I think one thing more I'd like to add was that when this was originally, the idea was originally came out, the idea was not just to make bowls and have a good time with them, but to think about hunger, and that this is an educational activity too, to make people realize that many people in the world only live on about 500 calories a day.
Local artist and Empty Bowls organizer Helen Helwig was a guest on Friday's WLBB Community Voice program. Empty Bowls taking place at the Carroll County Ag Center on February 24th from 11 o'clock a.m. until 2 o'clock p.m. Tickets are available now. Last year, the event raised $33,000, funding over one-third of the soup kitchen's yearly budget. I'm Colin Worthington.